Educate client about bankruptcy basics. A financial counselor may need to educate the client about bankruptcy basics. Federal bankruptcy law provides a powerful tool to address financial challenges, and some individuals may find that they cannot find other solutions. Here are some bankruptcy-related terms and their definitions. Automatic stay, a legal protection that halts most collection efforts by creditors as soon as a bankruptcy case is filed. Exempt property, bankruptcy. Assets that are protected from creditors during bankruptcy proceedings and cannot be used to satisfy debts. Dischargeable debt. A type of debt that can be eliminated through bankruptcy, releasing the borrower from any further obligation to repay it, such as credit card balances, medical bills, and certain personal loans. Discharge, bankruptcy. An official court order legally releasing a debtor from having to repay certain types of debts. Dismissal, bankruptcy. A termination of a bankruptcy case without the debtor receiving a discharge eliminating debts, an unsuccessful bankruptcy. Reaffirm, debt. In the context of a bankruptcy, when a debtor agrees to continue paying a specific debt even though the debt could be discharged, eliminated, as part of the bankruptcy proceedings. When talking to a client about bankruptcy, be sure to explain that filing creates an automatic stay. This legal protection immediately halts most collection actions and prevents creditors from taking these listed actions. Foreclosures and evictions. Vehicle repossessions. Utility shoot-offs. Wage garnishments. Court lawsuits. Creditor phone calls and letters. The automatic stay also effectively neutralizes court judgments by stopping wage garnishments, bank account seizures, and judgment lien enforcement. Additionally, it safeguards household items that serve as collateral. If a client's driver's license was suspended due to non-payment of a dischargeable debt, bankruptcy can help restore driving privileges. There are some things that bankruptcy does not do. For example, bankruptcy does not help a filer keep property that is collateral on a loan without making payments. A person can, however, reaffirm the debt, which means agreeing during the bankruptcy to remain legally obligated on a specific debt that could have been eliminated. While bankruptcy eliminates many unsecured debts like medical bills and credit card balances, certain obligations remain. These non-dischargeable debts include child support and alimony, court restitution orders and criminal fines, some tax liabilities, any debts incurred after filing, student loans, both federal and private, though they may be dischargeable in cases of extreme hardship. Educate the client that a person is required to go through credit counseling through a government-approved counseling agency before and after they file for bankruptcy. The Department of Justice's U.S. Trustee Program approves the organizations to provide the required credit counseling and debtor education. Bankruptcy does damage a person's credit history. A financial counselor should refer the client to seek professional, legal bankruptcy advice early on if they are concerned about saving their assets from seizure. Alternatives to bankruptcy. Before pursuing bankruptcy, encourage the client to consider negotiating directly with creditors to establish affordable payment plans or debt settlements for less than the full amount owed. Many creditors prefer receiving partial payment over nothing in bankruptcy. Credit counseling agencies can discuss debt management options for consolidating unsecured debts into a single monthly payment with reduced interest rates through a debt management plan. These nonprofit organizations can often negotiate lower interest rates and waived fees that might make the client's debt manageable without bankruptcy. Types of bankruptcy. Chapter 7 bankruptcy is defined as a legal process involving the sale of a debtor's non-exempt assets to pay off creditors, typically resulting in the discharge of remaining debts. Chapter 13 bankruptcy is defined as a legal process that allows individuals to reorganize debt and create a repayment plan under court supervision while keeping their assets. Bankruptcy trustee is defined as an individual appointed by the court to manage the affairs of a debtor during bankruptcy proceedings. When counseling on bankruptcy, it is important to understand the two primary options available to the client. Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy will have a bankruptcy trustee and different approaches to debt relief, with distinct eligibility requirements, timelines, and impacts on the client's assets. Exhibit 2-53 compares these options side by side to help the client make an informed decision based on their specific financial situation. Exhibit 2-54 shows waiting periods to file future bankruptcies. Exhibit 2-53, types of bankruptcy comparison. Exhibit 2-54, waiting periods for future bankruptcy filings. Consequences and risks of bankruptcy. Filing bankruptcy triggers an automatic stay that immediately halts most collection actions, providing temporary relief. However, significant consequences follow. bankruptcy remains on the client's credit report for 7 to 10 years, affects their ability to obtain new credit, may increase insurance premiums, and can impact employment opportunities with some employers. A financial counselor should help the client understand the impacts of filing for bankruptcy. Defaulting on an obligation, whether it is a loan or credit payment, presents significant default risk, as creditors may take aggressive steps to recover the funds owed. Default risk is defined as the possibility that a borrower may fail to make timely payments on a debt obligation, resulting in financial loss to the lender. Here are a few additional risks and consequences to consider. Difficulty renting. Many landlords conduct credit checks and may deny applications from those with recent bankruptcies, making housing more challenging to secure. Utility deposits. Utility companies may require security deposits for continued service or new accounts after bankruptcy. Psychological effects. Many people experience shame, guilt, or stress during and after bankruptcy, though these feelings typically diminish as financial stability returns. Time commitment. The process requires gathering extensive documentation, attending court hearings, meeting with creditors, and completing required counseling sessions. Example, bankruptcy can provide crucial financial protection for survivors of domestic abuse who have left shared housing. If a client moved out of a home they co-own with an abusive partner who remains in the property and is not paying the mortgage, bankruptcy might offer a solution. Filing can discharge their personal liability for the mortgage debt, stopping collection efforts against the client while helping establish financial independence. While the foreclosure may still proceed and temporarily affect their credit, bankruptcy eliminates their responsibility for the deficiency balance after foreclosure. This can be particularly valuable when leaving an abusive situation, though it will not remove the client's name from the property deed until the foreclosure is completed. Consult with an experienced bankruptcy attorney who understands domestic abuse situations to properly time the client's filing and maximize protections.